So this is a follow-up to part one of My Check Engine Light Is On. And I want to really give us a follow-up because we left it really at why it's important to look under the hood when your check engine light is on. And I used the metaphor and compared our life to that of our vehicle and how sometimes when the check engine light comes on, you have two different type of people. When the check engine light comes on, you have the type of person who runs straight to the dealership or straight to a mechanic and says, "What's wrong with my car?" And then you have the person who will ride that check engine light on until the wheels fall off because they simply don't want to know what's really going on. And I feel like we do that in our own lives. And it's just like it's destructive to a vehicle, it's destructive to ourselves and our lives. And I think about how many times in life I just didn't want to know. And I didn't ask questions. And I didn't say, well, why is this like this? And why? I just kind of let it roll. And we have to be active participants in our lives. What does that even look like? Well, when you have an inkling that something's going on, rather than saying, you know what, I don't really want to know because what if it's really bad? Ask the questions that are going to bring some clarity. Communicate. You know, if this is a situation that calls for it, there are a lot of situations that are very, very sensitive. You're talking family traumas, different things that really take finesse. Like you can't just bust the door down or pop the hood open and say, all right, what's really going on? There are families who have experienced traumas, sexual abuse, different things like that. I hate to skip straight to that, but I'm just kind of going by my own experience. You're talking domestic violence. Some of these issues are very serious. And of course, it's not as easy as, yep, let me just pop the trunk open or pop the hood up and see what's going on under there. But it's important to have tough conversations and truly get to the root of what's going on, whatever that process looks like, whether it's a sensitive time process where it takes a little bit more time, or it is something where we just confront head on. But I think overall, the way that we go about it and the way our mentality towards it should be, we have to get to the bottom of this. We have to solve this. We have to resolve these issues within our family because we'll never be as close as we really want to be, or we'll never have the closure or that peace that we need to have as a family if we don't confront these various issues, if we don't look under the hood and say, what's really going on in this family? Where are the trouble spots? Who's causing the trouble? Where is the issue? Because all of that, everything will fall apart and nobody will know why. You'll be driving your car and all of a sudden it'll just stall and you won't know why. That's what happens in our lives. And for me, it has taken years of therapy and different ways how I'm kind of using like self-help and books and different things and utilizing every tool in the tool book to get myself out of the mindset of I just don't want to know. And I know that in the past, it's created more of a hyper awareness within myself where sometimes I think something's going on. The check engine light's not on, but I'm like, oh my goodness, what's going on? It creates a bit of a hyper awareness. So there is a balance there. But I think overall, if you're the type of person that says, you know what, I'm going to confront whatever issues I have head on. I'm going to ask tough questions. I'm going to consult with professionals and try to figure out what it is or what's going on in my life that I need to check on. Where's the check engine light coming on in your own life? Where do you need to stop and say, I need to figure out what's wrong here? Is it family? Is it kids? Is it work? Is it, where is it? Or maybe it's just within yourself. Maybe you just don't feel good about how you're responding to life and situations and people. And you just want to say, you know what, what's really going on with me? And that's really all this was about, is just checking in on yourself. When that check engine light comes on, you say, what's really going on? And get to the root cause of what that is, because it's going to cause other areas in your life to be defective and to not work properly and as they should.